We are going to continue the hour by talking about the latest exhibition at the Ackland Art Museum. It's called Passed Forward, Native American Art from Oklahoma's Gilcrease Museum, featuring indigenous art from the late 19th century to the present day. It's on view now through April 28th, free admission as always. You can get more online at the museum's website, ackland.org. A lot of events and happenings around that exhibit happening at the Ackland Art Museum, including a talk last week by a visiting scholar, Dr. Shanna Ketchum Heap of Birds, who is a teacher at the University of Central Oklahoma, who came to the Ackland for a talk last week in connection with that exhibition. And she joins us here now in the studio to talk about the talk and the exhibition. Thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about your work and your research. What do you focus on in looking at art?
Well, my research focuses on contemporary Native American art, but in the genre of performance and theater. So I focus my talk on Kent Monkman, Spider-Woman Theater, Rebecca Belmore, and James Luna.
What got you interested in performance art specifically in the first place?
Well, I got interested as a graduate student because I had studied the usual, you know, art history stuff, so painting, sculpture, etc. But I felt that the work of people like Spider-Woman Theater and Kent Monkman broke out of that. And the fact that they were there in person to respond politically, socially, etc., in person with their voice, I think felt a lot stronger to me in terms of dealing with art history in the theoretical terms along the lines of like decolonial theory, anti-colonial theory, and that just sort of, you know, came together well with performance.
More visceral when you can encounter the artist face to face, right?
That's right. Yeah. And also just sort of looking at the audience's reactions, you know, the different types of conversations that can come up, and the different types of criticisms or even new things that people will learn in that space. That interested me.
What stands out about those four artists or artist groups that made you notice them more?
I think I focused on them more because they were well known. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of literature written about them, and I could formulate, you know, a dissertation based around that work. And also I was interested in them because they all come from different nations. Some are Canadian, some are from the U.S. So different locations, different identities, backgrounds. I wanted to explore, you know, a lot of what they were doing in terms of those different cultural identities.
Speaking with Dr. Shanna Ketchum Heap of Birds, citizen of the Diné Navajo Nation, correct?
Yes, Diné Navajo Nation.
Diné Navajo Nation, sorry. Mm-hmm. Again, teacher at the University of Central Oklahoma in town for a talk she gave last week at the Ackland Art Museum in connection with the exhibition, which is still ongoing and will be for another almost couple of months, Passed Forward Native American Art from the Gilcrease Museum. That runs through April 28th, and again, ackland.org for more information on that. Your work focuses on the relationship of artists to colonization and decolonization. And I know one of the things that you want to stress and emphasize is the vibrancy of indigenous art through and post-colonization, right?
That's right. And I wouldn't exactly say post-colonization.
I was going to say, as soon as I said that, it's like, no,
it's
mid-colonization.
Still, still going on, you know, and I'm interested in it just because in contemporary life, that's what contemporary people deal with, especially if you're indigenous in the Americas or even worldwide, you know, that it's something that, you know, because I'm from the Navajo Nation, I see around me everywhere. Mm-hmm. So the issues and the problems, the ideas that these artists bring about are things that are normal to me that I've seen as well. So Spider-Woman dealing with issues like missing and murdered indigenous women, or James Luna, you know, dealing with critiquing like the museification of Indians and so on and so forth. You know, those types of issues are issues that contemporary Native people come across daily. So that's what I like about it, is that I can not only interview these artists and ask them their perspective, but also bring it to the fore and bring their voice into the conversation, because it's not really something that is welcome or dealt with in art historical terms.
How do you do James Luna in a museum?
Well, James Luna actually, his piece, you know, artifact piece, where he's actually lying on some sand, putting himself on display, and he puts all his stuff in a vitrine around the gallery, like his divorce papers and his high school transcripts. But the whole thing is really to comment on how Native people are still put on view in museums, but with skeletons and bones and things like that. So he's really poking fun, but also bringing to bear the issue of, keeping Native people in the past and giving this view that they're gone, that they're dead, but we're still here. And that's what he's trying to say.
The talk was in connection with the Pass Forward exhibit. What are your thoughts about the exhibit itself?
I think it's great. I looked at it before I came online, and I know, and I've been to the Gilcrease before, and I think that they have a pretty decent, collection.
People who are looking for contemporary Indigenous art and performance art in particular, where should they start? Where should they go?
I would start with the artists themselves. They're on social media. They have a lot of great websites of their own, and just getting to know them that way, I think, in person is a good thing. And inviting them, to do work, at the universities or even art centers, etc. I think that's a good way for the public to learn about them.
Speak it again with Dr. Shanna Ketchum, Heap of Birds, who came to the Acklin last week for a talk in connection with the Pass Forward exhibit, which again is ongoing through April 28th at the Acklin. Acklin.org is the website. I got to wrap up this conversation, but as we do, what else should folks know about the exhibit or about your work or Indigenous performance art in general?
I think just knowing that it's out there, Indigenous performance artists. And also, I do have a website. If they ever want to read more things, it's denerider.art. And thank you for having me.
Again, the exhibit is still ongoing through April 28th. It's called Passed Forward, Native American Art from Oklahoma's Gilcrease Museum. Acklin.org is the website for more information on that. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.